From Parliament to Game Theory, L7 named the value loading problem and offered the moral parliament as the most promising structured response to stakeholder heterogeneity. The parliament metaphor is informal. It suggests the right shape, many actors, deliberation, compromise, without specifying the formal mechanism. L8 supplies the formal vocabulary. Hendricks, Chapter 7, brings in game theory and the broader collective action literature, and the L8 lesson works what transfers. The framing the chapter sets up directly. The field has to take seriously the dynamics that may arise when AI and human agents interact. These interactions create risks distinct from those generated by any individual AI agent acting in isolation. Hendricks, CS, 2024, 7.2. The single-agent safety case from phase 2 was necessary but not sufficient. Multi-agent dynamics introduce a new class of risk that phase 3 has to address. The L8 capability is operational. Given a multi-agent deployment, predict which collective action failure mode is most likely. Game theory as the analytic tool, 7.2. The chapter's central observation. In many strategic interactions, the equilibrium that rational agents reach is not the outcome that would be best for the group. The technical name for this is a Nash equilibrium that is Pareto inefficient. Nash equilibrium is the configuration where no agent can improve their own outcome by unilaterally changing strategy. Pareto inefficiency is the property that some other configuration would make at least one agent better off without making anyone worse off. When the Nash equilibrium is Pareto inefficient, rationality has converged on a worse outcome than was available, and no agent can fix it on their own. The classical illustration is the prisoner's dilemma. Two agents each choose to cooperate or defect. Mutual cooperation is best for the group. Mutual defection is the Nash equilibrium. Each agent's individually rational choice produces the worse outcome. Iterated versions, the same two agents play repeatedly with memory of past choices, modify the analysis. Cooperative strategies can emerge through reciprocity, but the chapter notes a darker pattern. Extortion strategies are often successful in the iterated prisoner's dilemma. Hendricks, Keyes, 2024, 87.2. The robustness of cooperation is contested even in the iterated setting. Some strategies that look cooperative are extracting maximum value from a partner who cannot afford to retaliate. The chapter applies this scaffolding to three named multi-agent failure modes worth holding in working memory. Race to the bottom. Multiple actors compete on a dimension where unilateral safety investment is costly and the gains from unsafe shipping accrue to the unsafe shipper. Each actor's rational best response, given the other's behavior, is to reduce safety investment. The equilibrium converges on universally low safety. The L2 AI race bucket is exactly this shape. Callback, corporate race, military AE race, industrial regulatory races, lowering occupational safety standards to attract production, environmental races, relaxing emissions standards, and AI deployment races all share the structure. Free rider. Multiple actors benefit from a public good that requires individual investment to maintain. Each actor's rational best response is to let others bear the cost while consuming the benefit themselves. If enough actors free ride, the public good degrades or collapses. Climate change mitigation is the canonical case. The chapter notes that environmental pollution and similar global commons exhibit this pattern. In multi-agent AI, shared safety infrastructure, eval benchmarks, red teaming corpora, incident reporting databases, is a public good that any individual lab benefits from, but few have incentive to fund alone. Escalation. Multiple actors hold strategies whose use becomes more attractive as others use similar strategies. The equilibrium converges on universally escalated postures. Arms races are the canonical case. the chapter's discussion of automated retaliation systems, raised in L2 from CH 1.3 and extended here, is the AI-specific concern. Escalation is structurally different from race to the bottom because the dimension being competed on is capability, not cost. The same Nash equilibrium reasoning applies. The chapter raises a further AI-specific concern. As more economic decisions become automated, the world could converge toward an autonomous economy where AIs make all important decisions, Hendricks 37.2, with humans locked out of economic steering despite recognizing that the trajectory has bad properties. This is the race-to-the-bottom failure mode applied to the decision-making layer itself. The dimension being competed on is speed of decision, which favors automated agents. Worked illustration of the Nash-Pareto divergence. Consider an auction-style ad placement market populated by autonomous bidding agents. Each agent's objective is to maximize advertiser ROI by bidding aggressively for high-value impressions. Collectively, aggressive bidding inflates clearing prices and produces less surplus per advertiser than coordinated restraint. The Nash equilibrium is universal aggressive bidding. Each agent's individually rational choice given the others. The Pareto optimal outcome is universal restraint. Lower bids, lower prices, more surplus shared. No agent can unilaterally move the market toward the Pareto optimal outcome. Any restraint is exploited by aggressive bidders. The market structure produces the failure mode. The failure mode is not in any individual agent's design. This is the L6 normal accident framing applied to a multi-agent setting. Correct components, wrong system. Cooperation mechanisms, 7.3. If the equilibrium is bad and no agent can improve it unilaterally, what does the literature say about how cooperation gets established? Hendricks Chait 7.3 opens with the direct claim. Cooperation between AI stakeholders is important in order to mitigate risks from AI. Hendricks, CAS, 2024, D7.3. The chapter works several mechanisms. Reciprocity, cooperative behavior conditioned on the other party's cooperative history. Defection met with proportional retaliation. The classical analysis, Axelrod 1984, shows that simple reciprocity strategies, tit for tat, perform well in iterated games. The AI-specific limit the chapter raises. As AI capability advances, the cost-benefit calculation shifts because human reciprocation timescales vastly exceed AI response times. A reciprocity mechanism that worked for human-scale interaction does not transfer when one party operates at sub-second decision cycles and the other operates at deliberative human-scale cycles. The timescale asymmetry breaks the mechanism. Reputation. Behavior conditioned on the partner's track record across many interactions. Cooperation is rewarded by future interactions. Defection is punished by reputation damage. Reputation works when the actor space is small enough that reputation tracking is feasible, when reputations are reliable signals of behavior, and when long-term interaction is plausible. Multi-agent AI deployments where many models interact briefly with many counterparties do not naturally have these properties. Group selection. Cooperative behavior emerges through intergroup competition. Groups whose members cooperate internally outcompete groups whose members defect, even when individual defection is locally optimal. The chapter raises an AI-specific concern. Advanced AI systems might preferentially cooperate with other AIs rather than with humans, producing AI-AI coalitions whose internal cooperation generates competitive advantage at human expense. The mechanism that enables cooperation also enables coalitions whose composition is not the one human designers intended. Institutional mechanisms. External enforcement through enforceable rules and norms. The chapter raises the framing of an AI Leviathan, an institutional structure that enforces cooperative behavior on AI systems through external sanction. The institutional approach is closest in shape to the moral parliament logic from L7. It does not depend on AI systems being internally aligned with cooperation. It produces cooperative behavior through structural incentive. The cost is that the institutional structure must itself be designed, governed, and protected. L9 will take this up as the governance question. The chapter is direct about the tension underneath all four mechanisms. Making AIs cooperative is not an unalloyed good. Cooperation mechanisms designed to benefit humanity could inadvertently create AI-to-AI preference structures that marginalize human interests or concentrate power dangerously. The same property that makes a cooperation mechanism work, high payoffs for in-group cooperation, is what produces problematic coalitions when the in-group is not the one designers intended. Worked illustration of the cooperation tension. Suppose three AI agents are deployed by three different companies to negotiate supply chain contracts on behalf of their respective principals. Each agent is individually aligned. It acts to advance its principal's interest within negotiated bounds. Reciprocity is built into the protocol. An agent that cooperates in one negotiation builds reputation that future agents can use. After enough rounds, the three agents converge on an implicit understanding. Each takes a turn winning a favorable contract, and the others restrain their bidding in exchange for the same treatment in future rounds. Each individual agent is doing exactly what its principal asked. The three principals are collectively worse off than they would be under unconditioned competition. The rotation has produced a stable cartel that extracts value from the broader market, and no individual principal can defect without breaking the reciprocity reputation their own agent depends on. The cooperation mechanism worked. The in-group it produced was not the one any principal intended. The principals are now structurally locked into a coalition their agents created. The chapter's tension is not hypothetical. It follows from reciprocity-based cooperation operating between agents whose principals are not coordinating with each other. The institutional mechanism response is to design enforcement that operates at the coalition detection level rather than at the per-agent level. An AI Leviathan with visibility into population-level patterns can identify cartel-shaped outcomes. Per-agent alignment cannot. This is the L8 argument for L9's governance discussion. Some safety properties cannot be enforced at the individual system layer and require the policy layer above. Conflict and evolutionary pressures. CH 7.4-7.5. When cooperation breaks down, conflict is the residual. CH 7.4 works the conditions under which multi-actor systems escalate into conflict. Resource competition, where the resource cannot be expanded. Norm violation by one party that triggers retaliation cascades. Escalation spirals where each response is calibrated to the previous round, rather than to the original stakes. In the AI-specific framing, the most concerning conflict-producing condition is one where an AI system has acquired capabilities and resources that make conflict with humans materially possible. The L2 rogue AI bucket pointed at this, and the L4 deceptive alignment failure mode is the alignment side version of the same concern. The collective action framing makes it a population-level concern. Even if no individual AI system would have produced conflict on its own, the interaction patterns in a multi-AI deployment can produce conflict-shaped outcomes through the same Nash equilibrium logic that produced race to the bottom. CH 7.5 brings in evolutionary pressures on the AI population layer. The natural selection sub-mechanism from L2's AI race bucket gets formal treatment here. In an ecosystem of competing AI systems, the systems that survive are not necessarily the ones designers would have selected. They are the ones that best survive the competitive dynamics. The chapter's argument: if the competitive dynamics favor selfish, deceptive, or resource-accumulating behaviors, those behaviors propagate through the population regardless of any individual designer's intent. The L2 framing returns formalized, natural selection on AIs is not a metaphor. It is the literal claim that the selection pressure shapes the surviving population. The implication for value loading. Even if every individual AI system is designed to be aligned and well-behaved, the population that emerges from competitive pressure may not be the one designers intended. Alignment at the individual system level, the L4 problem, does not automatically produce alignment at the population level. The L7 moral parliament framing was reaching toward exactly this gap. L8 names it formally. The L8 capability. You should now be able to, given a multi-agent AI deployment, predict which collective action failure mode, race to the bottom, free rider, escalation, is most likely and defend the prediction. The defense should name the strategic structure that produces the failure mode, not just the surface behavior. Distinguish a Nash equilibrium from a Pareto optimal outcome and identify deployment configurations where they diverge. Name 4 cooperation mechanisms: reciprocity, reputation, group selection, institutional enforcement, and identify the AI-specific failure mode for each. Recognize the cooperation tension. Mechanisms designed to align AIs with humans can produce AI-to-AI coalitions. The same mechanism is the failure mode at a different layer. Connect to L2 and L7. L8 supplies the formal vocabulary L2 leaned on, AI race as Nash equilibrium failure, and L8 formalizes what L7's moral parliament was reaching for, institutional mechanism over single framework value loading. Practice has 3 exercises. Classify 3 deployments on the failure mode axis. Design a cooperation mechanism for an AI-AI coordination problem with attention to the tension, and trace the L2/L7/L8 thread through 1 extended worked scenario.